John, I want your help, and I'd like to crowdsource with our audience this morning. We are 1 week away from the early release of College Football 25. A decade in the making. We mentioned Donovan Edwards. He was playing the game yesterday. The like look ahead gameplay.
Yeah.
He was competing against some YouTube guy. The game's a week away. And I have a big decision ahead of this. I have to decide where I'm going to start my college coaching career. Rising through the ranks from a low-level offensive coordinator to someday a head coach of my very own program, maybe even a blue blood. And John, I need your help. I need the audience's help. I'd like to crowdsource this. Which low-level team should I start my career with? I'm looking at like the bottom 25 or so teams, reclamation projects. What jumps out? I got some names, but I want to know from you and from the people. 248-539-9797. I'll whittle it down to a top three. I'll do my hats and my reveal before the game comes out next week. But I want some help whittling this list down, John.
So, do you want to have a little bit of name recognition in terms of the school? Because you could go with, and no, I'm not trying to disparage your conference.
No, we're bad.
But you could go with one of the lesser teams in the MAC that people have probably heard about, but they're not powers.
So Kent State, Akron.
Yeah. You know, something,
Buffalo.
Yeah, something there in Ohio.
I don't think I want to start in Ohio.
Or you could go with Vanderbilt.
But then you're signing up to get your brains beat in 10 times a year in the SEC.
How good are you?
Right out of the gates?
How good are you?
I haven't even shown up with my playbook
yet. How good are you? Hey, if you don't have
these
any confidence
kids are
in
get
yourself,
me fired.
If you don't have any confidence in yourself, then what are you doing?
John, the kids are going to get me fired. I may have the greatest plays in the world. We're going Jimmy's and the Joes. We're completely outmanned.
Well, you could go with a team that beat them, you know, UNLV.
Yeah, that might be too good of a job now because of the job that they did last year.
Was it a one-off? It's not one that's going to be a powerhouse, but it has name recognition in regards to the Running Rebels on the basketball side. Now you could make it a football school.
Okay.
I have one little thing here. Full stop. Don't go to Vandy.
What's your thought there?
You're going to get your head kicked in.
Yes.
No.
And then I'm going to be blaming these kids for getting me fired. It's just an unhealthy way to start a coaching career. Some of those press conferences, it's not going to go well. Coach, you scored 13 points. Yeah, we're playing Bama. We're playing Georgia.
Although, if you can get that buyout money, that's good. See, that's the college football game I want to see played.
Then, all right, how about...
you win the game by getting buyout money.
How about a team that has had some decent teams in the recent past, but last year was a 2-10 team?
Oh.
The Pirates.
ECU.
Yeah.
Great colors. I wanted your reaction to that. They have a fun mascot with the Pirates, and they really lean into that. Mm-hmm. They're in Carolina, so fertile recruiting territory.
Yeah. Or how about this? You could throw caution to the wind. You could throw caution to the wind and, hey, make everybody that has ever known you upset.
Oh, don't do this.
And go with the Western Michigan Broncos.
I got so much of this. There's zero. Is there negative percentage, Greg? Is that possible? No. Absolutely not. Over my dead body.
Fire up Broncos.
But I coach. Some people say that I should pick Central, but the reality is that's too high profile a job. That's something to strive for later in my coaching career. I got to start from humble beginnings.
All right, you could go with another team that's a little bit more downtrodden, a team that is on the Pacific Coast that will be playing on the Atlantic Coast, the Stanford Cardinal. All right, last year 3-9.
Yeah.
All right, they've struggled recently, but they have some good years in their past. You could go there and you know, you could outsmart everyone.
You could be in the ACC.
Mm-hmm.
Be a weird situation traveling across country. It's tough to recruit at Stanford, but I guess we'd have the academics to try to lure some people out our way. Beautiful campus.
How about you be
Palo
a patriot?
Alto.
Be a patriot.
Yeah.
Go with Navy or Army, the Black Knights. There you go. The midshipmen.
I could modernize their offense.
Yeah.
See, I still want to run some spread concepts.
You could bring them into modern football.
Yes. Okay. Navy and Army.
Get all those five-star recruits to go to Army.
Yeah, yes. That's a tough task.
Sign up for a two-year commitment.
Yeah. That could be a tough ask. I was looking, so some of the worst teams in college football, this is USA Today's list of all 134 teams. Some of the worst. Kennesaw State, newly added to FBS football.
Yeah.
Talk about a rebuild. Same thing with Sam Houston State, one of the worst offenses in college football last year. That's not in Texas. You'd have a good recruiting base. I was considering Sam Houston State. You've got Don Brown's UMass Minutemen.
Yeah.
They could use a jolt offensively. They bring back a mobile quarterback. Yes, I have started scouting some of the rosters. These are decisions you make before you take an offensive coordinator job. You got to see the personnel you're working with.
Or you could just have fun and go with Ball State.
Sure. Sure. Muncie, Indiana. Quite the place to start your coaching career. Some other teams on the list. Nevada. leave state out of it. What about UConn, John?
UConn had a resurgence last year.
Yeah, so maybe it's too attractive of a gig.
One of my former teammates has a son playing for UConn, Corey Raymer's boy.
Offensive or defensive player?
Offensive lineman.
I could work smart with him. Smart guy. Good building blocks up front.
I get carried away with a smart guy. But.
That is kind of sneaky. Basketball school, no pressure, just fly under the radar. Yep.
Well, and if I do this right, ideally I'm only going
to
be.
You know they're going to hand out money to a coach.
Well, at least if they coach basketball.
Mm-hmm.
But the ideal situation is you go in, you got 1, maybe 2 years tops, you build some chops, and then you move on and you move up. You go into that coaching carousel and you listen to offers.
How does this work?
So this is, John, these games have gotten so intricate.
I don't get this. Like,
okay, that's fine.
Because if you take Vanderbilt, I understand you're playing, you know, in that schedule. It's a tough schedule. But can't you attract players from the transfer portal?
Yes.
What is your salary cap? Is there a salary cap in this game? Because there's not in real life.
No, I don't think there's a salary cap, but you're going to have to pitch these guys on playing time or the different things that your school excels at.
How do you do that on a video game?
They've made these really intricate. So for some people, we're geeked up. Other people, no judgment. This is outside of your wheelhouse.
Yeah.
But what I'm talking about is at the end of every season, the coaching carousel opens. So the best jobs get filled first. So if a team underachieves, Florida, right? This could be a situation where the Florida job opens at the end of the season. They will then hire, and it's the game of dominoes. So whoever they hire, then that job becomes available. So there's a turnover at the end of every season where you could be offered. Like, let's say I pick...
Why don't you just start at the top?
That's not as fun. You want to start from
like
the bottom.
Winning?
See, Greg gets it. You start at the bottom, and you build your way up. You hone your craft, you earn the jobs, and then you're ready to take the job. That's the way it's done. So, yeah, you might start out at Eastern Michigan, and you win 10 games your first year, and all of a sudden...
Think very highly of yourself, don't you?
Penn State needs an offensive coordinator. So you slide into Happy Valley, and you coordinate that offense for a season or two,
but
and then all
of
a sudden...
you have to work for James
Franklin. Okay, maybe you don't take the Penn State job. These are the decisions we have to make in life, John.
Coach LeVar's son. He just committed to Penn State.
Okay. So... This is mostly a ticket text deal. I don't imagine we're flooding the phone lines with people naming random schools. But who do you want to see me take over and begin my college coaching career? 1 week from today, the early release of College Football 25. 248-539-9797. Some of the early responses. North Texas. SMU. Another one says West Virginia Mountaineers or the Raging Cajuns. Yep. Listen to John. Army or Navy?
Yeah. Be a patriot.
Cookies Coach Toledo. Bigger name recognition than you guys realize.
Be a rocket.
They might be too good. They're like a Mac power, if such a thing exists. That might be an oxymoron. Some votes for Ball State, Coastal Carolina, South Alabama. This one says, Costa, my top three is SMU, Coastal Carolina, and South Alabama. Can't wait. Already told my wife my life is over when the game is released. Signed, Will.
I do agree with the Toledo. That's the gold... Like, that's a mountain where you could start because they've always had a good program, and you'll be set up, but I think it's going to be hard for you to break in there.
You got great facilities.
Yeah.
I mean, that's something you could sell your, you know, virtual recruits.
Fake recruits.
Are you going to sell that you have catio and to the recruits? And
yes, bring your cat. We'll take good care of your cats.
Have you been to Canada?
We will not be recruiting Canada. You can, but we will not be going north of the border to pull kids.
They all stay at
I'm
university.
I'm not going over there to recruit. This is unbelievable, though, John. Seriously, the geekiness of this game, and I can only relate to Madden and playing it with my boys and seeing the offseason. It's too much.
The geekiness, the dorkiness.
Well, I don't know, though. You get to be your own GM. It is For me, I've moved on past that point in my life. I get the appeal.
You do adult things now?
Come on.
Adults play games, too.
Yes.
Texter says you can't use the portal with Army and Navy, apparently. So maybe they're off the table.
Or it's just another challenge. It's an obstacle. Be a patriot.
One quick phone call, then I know we got actual show business to get to. Mike in Southfield. Mike, what's up?
Hey, what's up, buddy? Speaking on that game, man, first off, got to get my wife this week because next week, for the next 3 weeks, I'm done. I'm going to be an offensive coordinator for the Buffaloes, but I'm also going to do my dynasty where I want to be a running back or probably a quarterback and get drafted to Madden. I'm really looking forward to that. It's been a long time coming. Go Blue.
Go Blue. So you can...
It's called Road to Glory. You can play as a college player, go through the ranks, and then historically, yeah, you can then export the player to your Madden game. I love talking to you about this because you couldn't be more oblivious on it.
No, we couldn't be more opposite on this. No clue. Zero. And I love it that if it brings more people to be football fans, even if you're fans of in the virtual world, it's all better for football, which is the game I love the most. I love all sports, but if it breeds more football fans, whether it's college or the NFL, I'm all for it. It's not the avenue that I would choose.
Stay tuned. I'll get a top three for you before the game comes out. And then, John, I know you're sitting on the edge of your seat to find out which school I'll take my talents to.
Make the academies great again.
It's 97.1.